Thank you, Mr. Chair. So really just a kind of a process observation. You asked whether anyone supported maintaining it. We do, so just to register that point. We wouldn't like to see it just dropped before we do a second reading. Another process point, though, is that, and just to react to an observation made by the representative from Pakistan, that he wouldn't want to see the guiding principles or this guiding principle being reflected as a possible measure. That maybe I misheard that, but I do want to register our delegation's understanding of the guiding principles more generally. Obviously, we're not including all of the guiding principles here. We don't see a need to repeat them. But the reason that we don't see a need to repeat them is because they've achieved a status after having been adopted at every possible level in the CCW forum as principles that are to guide our work. And I think our delegation has explained its view that the only way to understand the endorsement of the guiding principles by a meeting of high contracting parties and at a review conference is to understand that they also have application now with respect to the behavior of states. They have a status not only with respect to the work of this group. But having said that, I know that's not something that is shared, a view that's shared by everybody, but the idea that by not including a guiding principle here, we are not able then to consider their incorporation into the possible measures that we'll continue discussing next year, I think that's something that for us would be highly problematic. We see the guiding principles as reflecting important work by all of us over the years, and to the extent that we are considering proposals for possible measures, it seems impossible to not view them as continuing to have relevance to those measures that we're considering now and in the coming year. So I don't want to convert this into a big debate about the guiding principles, but I did feel compelled to offer at least my delegation's perspective on that point. Thank you.